Thank you. Doug.
DJ Little His Muffet.
Shows Beyond All Limits.
And you're listening to RadioValencia.fm.
Yes.
In the heart of the beautiful Mission District in San Francisco, California. And
yes,
we just had, well, I mean, everyone just had their time change. So It's very nice. Now when I get off work at 7, and so now when I'm off work at 7, it's still light out.
It confuses me.
I love it.
I had to wear my sunglasses when I leave work the other day. It was weird.
Oh, today. And it's weird because like the traffic lights, I guess, are timed for the times or commutes or whatever.
No,
and
so
I don't know. I guess maybe it takes a while for them. It's not automatic that it changes. So sometimes it's like, I'll like breeze through the lights, and sometimes I'm like, okay, now it's like green for 2 seconds when I'm trying to turn left, trying to go home. But you know, it's all right. Like I said, it's just, is, you know, when I get off work and it's dark out, I'm like, okay, let me just put on my jammies and then put on a movie and go to bed. But when I get off work and get home, it's still light out. I'm just like, yeah, do stuff.
And I'm kind of a vampire, so I'm like, ah, light.
Yeah, you're very like Nosferatu. You're like the light.
I actually work during the daytime.
Yeah,
I get out at night, so
I don't know. It's weird. It's like, because I would definitely consider myself a night owl. Like, I do not like. I wouldn't say I like getting up early or anything. Like, I've never been an early bird kind of person, but it's kind of weird. But being married to you. I'm yeah. Being married by comparison.
Yeah,
I'm an early bird compared to you, but that's not saying much.
I'm Nosferatu. I've always been like that.
Yeah, I'm Yesferatu.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at me. I'm like, I've gotten stuff done before noon. Like that's a productive day.
I'm
for
very
me.
Productive after midnight.
You are.
Sometimes. All right, let's see.
Yeah, beautiful day. Some kind of unusually warm weather this time of year.
That's true.
It's been lovely.
Yeah, that's very odd. Still snow on the East Coast, I think.
Yeah. I mean, there's been snow on some of the mountains around here. I think even Mount Diablo had some snow.
Cool.
Recently, I think Mount Eminem as well. But yeah.
Eminem.
I think that means hummingbird in not Navajo.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. I don't know. A native language. Forgive my ignorance. Call in if you know. Or except I think our call-in feature is broken. So write it on the chat.
Yeah, I think it's broken. Yeah, I think it's broken. All right, let's see. We were listening to one of my favorite records, Parson Sound. I think it's the only record ever put out. 1969, 70, something like that. I can't pronounce it because it's in like Norwegian or something. It's like Savgat Rosemary, I think. Before that, the great Sun Ra, Nuclear War from Fireside Chat with Lucifer.
That's
Nuclear
great.
War is a motherfucker.
Amen.
They push that button, we all gonna die. That is brilliant.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what that song was written, what year?
Oh, that album, I think, is like 76. I could be wrong. Something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, still, sadly, I guess... I mean, always a beautiful song, but the political relevance, sadly, still very present. But
yeah, but also like,
but we won't get into that. We just like to play good music. This is not a political show.
Don't get political. Just say it's a motherfucker. You know what are you can do about it? It's a motherfucker. The only Sun Ra song with blue language. Night Assassin, Les Riley's Danudes. Love that.
Yeah.
It was a weird set. This is all my set. It was weird stuff because it's my brain.
Wait, which Danudes album was that?
It's that song's on a few of them.
So was it one of the ones I got you?
I know. I was playing digital music.
Oh, okay.
So they have like tons of bootlegs. They're all bootlegs.
Well, I mean, they never put out an official studio album.
They're all bootlegs.
Yeah.
So some of the ones I have in LP, I also have digital that they put out on CD years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, I know we have a couple of their LPs, but again, they never put out an official
One,
studio release.
That actual recording from CD, I got that CD at Aquarius Records, probably like 2004. Mm. But I think one of the new LPs that you got me is the same as that.
Oh, okay.
I forget what it's called. I forgot to write it down.
I don't know. Lisa, I know we have a couple, but I don't recall them.
Many
names.
Collections of their bootlegs.
I'm like, I think one is pink and one's black.
There's a few. Yeah. It's called like 70-somethings and 70-something rarities, I think. Anyway.
There you go.
Before that, The Great Lydia Lunch, Preaching Age Jesus, the song The Closet.
Yeah.
It's like 77, 78, something
like
that.
Yeah, I know. And you said you were going to give me one of her albums to play at the
show. That was the one I was going to give you.
I know, and I forgot. But I mean, it's one of those things whenever I DJ, I have a tendency to overbring, which is a good, it's better to overbring than underbring. But it would have been cool to play some Lydia. But anyway,
I agree.
We digress.
And then I did like an Alan Vegas set to start the show. A mix of records, or Bye Bye Bayou. That's from the newly released Alan Vega. Alan Vega, it's his first record. It was kind of a limited release. And Sacred Bones just put it out again. You just said the packaging is great. It's all
beautiful.
It's like a book.
Well, it's a gatefold, but it's
thick.
But it's like a very,
it's a cardboard.
It's very thick, like cardboard, and it's like that high gloss, like magazine sheen.
It's pretty cool.
It's like
they're doing a lot of good stuff.
It does have a very like collectible. Yeah.
What they're going for.
Yeah, no, they pulled it off. It's beautiful. Yeah. It does feel very like special collector, high quality. It's really nice.
And before that, I also another Alan Vega, Insurrection, an unreleased solo record of his, also put up by Sacred Bones.
Mm-hmm.
The song put off that was called Fireballer Spirit. I like that one. It was like very industrial noise craziness.
Yeah.
And start off the set with Suicide, Way of Life Rarities.
Yeah.
I forget to put that out. Dominic Christ.
Cool.
Love Suicide.
Do you have any Suicide albums?
That was the actual album.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But that was like that Red Splatter one that we were listening to first, right?
No, that's the, it's like, that's one of his solo records albums.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That one's pretty, though. But
Way of Life Rarities. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think the only Suicide album that I have, I think it's like a Demos or something.
Well, there's Demos and Rarities and then basically the Suicide records, all you need to own.
Right. Yeah.
Which
right.
is crazy because the album came out in like 1980, but they wrote all the songs in 1970.
Right.
It took them like 10 years to put out the record because they just weren't interested.
But I think like a lot of like great artists, early blues artists.
This is different,
thing.
But I mean,
I'm like, I'm digressing. So
what
that's
I'm saying
a whole
is
other chapter,
with a lot of
kettle of fish.
New York punk scene people trying to like make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Suicide's kind of similar. They released the Nudes where they weren't trying to make it. They were trying to be. They didn't even think about putting a record out for like 10 years.
Yeah, you know? They're like, we're just playing shows. We're just doing our thing, making our weird-ass music, you know? But, so. I mean, I guess there is like parallels with like early blues, but I mean, a lot of the early blues didn't have opportunities. But, that's another thing that's
very different because punk had opportunities and money, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they just ignored all of that.
Well, but there was also like the not wanting to be sellouts aspect.
Yeah, but many people were sold out right away.
Yeah.
Or there's bands that tried to sell out, like the Dead Boys, but they're such fuck-ups, they couldn't.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to sell out and tour.
Or, I mean, like the Sex Pistols, I mean, they were like just like a total product of Malcolm McLaren, just like essentially like one of the first fucking boy bands, let's be real.
Yeah, but, you know, Dead Boys were pushed by the owner of CB's.
Mm-hmm.
He's their manager, and they just couldn't get their shit together enough to be big.
Yeah.
Which is kind of awesome. So one thing... not wanting to sell out, I respect, and being so fucked up you just can't, even if you try, is even funnier.
I mean, that's pretty punk rock. Let's
yeah,
be real.
It's pretty punk rock. Yeah. They get drunk and like crash their like truck he bought them for tour and they couldn't finish the tour.
Right.
Anyway. So that was a set. Suicide, Alan Vega, Lydia Lunch, Larry Lee's the News, Sun Ra, Parsons Sound, that's a very me set.
That's a very
I apologize
that's a very Doug set.
To the listener because it's all my music tonight. And I'm actually going to bring it down a little bit.
I tonight's a rare night where I didn't get myself together and didn't bring didn't bring anything. I don't know. I just, whatever. One of those nights. But
I'm bringing it down a gear because that stuff was all kind of heavy. I'm going to go a little lighter now.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go back to some music because, is that okay?
Oh, wait, but no, remember I said I wanted to say the thing.
Oh, yeah, do that. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, what was it? What was the date? The 28th of February, last day of February.
Last Saturday.
Last Saturday was Radio Valencia co-hosted the 50 Years of Punk event at the MAB on
At the MAB and on Broadway, yeah.
And on Broadway on... And it's what Broadway and Columbus, basically. Well, Broadway, it's on Kearney. Broadway, but yeah, it's more like... Well, it's kind of between Broadway and... Or between Kearney and Columbus. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah. On like Strip Club Row.
Yeah. Totally.
But old school, iconic punk venue. If you know, you know. But if you don't know... it recently reopened, and there's been new shows and new things happening, and it's very exciting after there's been so many closures and impending closures of iconic San Francisco venues, that this venue is reopening and that there are new things happening. So,
and John Hell's all previous show was about that tonight,
too. So it's very exciting that, like I said, in spite of like impending closures of some iconic San Francisco venues, that let's focus on a new chapter, and that there is like a very exciting new chapter and opportunities, and not even just new chapter, a reignition of the original chapter of San Francisco punk, and to reignite that chapter with celebrating the 50 years of punk rock is very cool and very exciting and a huge honor. And so on the 28th, there was an amazing show. If you came, thank you for coming. It was wonderful. I mean, Fang, Bitch Fit, Freak Accidents, False Flag, Flipper and Friends Avengers did a set.
Drummer of Flipper.
Well, it was Flipper and Friends.
I'm kidding.
You don't see my quotation mark fingers. But yeah, East Bay Ray came up and played Moon Over Marin, which is one of my favorite Dead Kennedys songs.
Houston Spears.
And I mean, it was an amazing show. And then during the day, there was like a panel and talk, and the Mutants played, and V Vale from Research, and I mean, just a lot of the old school folks, but Mutants. There was new generations there, and it was just a really beautiful, cool thing of like so many generations represented and supporting, and you know, to 50 more years of punk. And if you showed up, thank you for supporting, and if you weren't able to come, you know, you were there in spirit, and to 50 more years of punk, and hopefully, you know, we can have more opportunities to put on more awesome shows like this in the future.
Absolutely.
And
sounds like
I wanted to give a shout out to the MAB and Broadway, and especially John Hell, our resident DJ, who really busted his butt to put on such a successful event, and so many other people that worked hard, and little shameless plug to myself. I DJ'd the evening event, and it was a huge honor to me, for teenage me, to be able to DJ for bands that I've looked up to and musicians that I've looked up to since I was a young teen. It was a really big deal, very humbling, very big honor, and it was very, very cool and special to be a part of it. And thank you, Radio Valencia, and for that moment. It was a big deal for me. It really was. It was very cool. So anyway, I just wanted to say that, and on to more tunes.
Yeah, it's good. So speaking of punk rock, I'm moving away. It's Lou Reed. Sorry, I was trying to like say what connects, but it doesn't.
You were trying to do a tie in there.
It kind of doesn't.
Old school punk, that's a tie-in. Let's go with that.
I think Lou Reed's punk, but a different way. Anyway, here we go.
Lou Reed's punk as hell. Like, let's, you know, old school punk rock, Lou Reed, let's do it.
Right, here we go. Radio Valencia. Across the sea they'll sail.
watching by the door. My bent sway to music's pain, searing wheel the sides, caress death with a lover's touch, for it shall be your pride. Your troubles in dreams, send them all away, put them in a bottle, and across the sea they'll stay. Purple is to yellow as sunlight is to rain. Happiness in death you'll find, loveliness in pain. The golden whip, it snaps across the lover's sides. The earth trembles without remorse, preparing for to die. Your troubles in dreams, send them all away, put them in a bottle, and across the sea they'll stay. The ocean waves and sprays come crashing to the shore. Bullies kick and kill young love down on barren shores. The dreaming life cuts through the midnight air, cutting entrails in its path, blood runs without care. Wrap your troubles in dreams, send them away, put them in a bottle, and across the sea they'll stay. Silence echoes through the land. excrement filters through the brain. Hatred bends the spine. Filth covers the body pores to be eaten by dying time.
The guy's name on the album is Harumi Hosono, if that means anything to you. It's a cool name, but I just thought that I like the fun, beepy music. I'm not a video game nerd, so I'm sorry if that disappoints anyone, but...
I am.
And then after that, we did a little layered moment of Gentle Rain in a Pine Forest by Synthetic Silence. It's like a, I don't know, company, organization or whatever that's like puts out these environments albums where like each side is a different environmental sound experience. And I got this per the recommendation of someone at the punk rock flea market at Winter's Tavern in Pacifica.
Cool.
So I was kind of like looking at some like weird, because I picked up the Sound Effects album, and then he's like, you like weird stuff like that. He's like, check this out. And so I got this one too. And so we listened to those two layered, because on top of the Gentle Rain in the Pine Forest, we listened to Sound Effects by